You know that at the end of August 2012, PCC's Board of Trustees voted to eliminate winter session, changing PCC's academic calendar to a three-term schedule, which just started 3 weeks ago. So, how's that working out for students? What are some of the issues with which people need help? And how do you get some answers? Associated students of Pasadena City College are PCC's student body. Tonight they are having a town hall meeting. Join me right now, Hannah Israel, who's Associated Student Trustee. Welcome, Hannah. John Fraser, who is PCC's Vice President for External Affairs. John, it's great to have you. And Simon Fraser, who is PCC's Associated Students President. So welcome, Simon.
Thank you very much for having us.
Well, the first question I want to know, of course, is how is that working out? And Hannah, I guess I'm going to start by directing that to you because you were in that fateful meeting where they decided what they were going to be doing. What do you see in terms of what's going on with the students in the first of the 3 weeks of this new semester and the new schedule?
Well, Dot, there have been mixed reviews about this starting on January 7th. I know a lot of students had other plans. It was especially difficult for international students or students who visit their families during winter intersession. Additionally, it's been very difficult for students who were expecting to take remedial classes during winter in order to take a more advanced class in the spring. And so it's been very hectic with students having to, you know, re-edit their ed plans over and over. It's been quite a headache for them, I'm sure.
What are some of the things when these problems come up that they can do? What can the international students do, for example?
Well, we have a really good center for those international students. We also have a lot of counselors on staff, especially because of this calendar change. I know Cynthia Olivo has been extremely helpful in getting these answers out to students very quickly. They had a lot of tents out the first 2 weeks of school or of the semester. I know Associated Students is working very hard. Miranda Alvarado, our Vice President for Academic Affairs, and Simon Fraser has been working very hard to get this information out to students. And we hope to continue that tonight at our town hall meeting at 6 p.m. in the Creveling Lounge.
And we'll want a lot of people to be there. John, I'm going to be asking you, what have been some of the main questions that you've been hearing from people who are having some problems with the new schedule?
Well, I guess the question I've heard the most is, will the classes transfer? And that's one we've been waiting on as well. Another question that we've gotten quite frequently is this permanent as well? And I guess that's something that's going to have to be explored later. Unfortunately, we don't have the ability to answer that ourselves, so we're going to have to wait for answers on that one.
That's something I had wondered, too, because initially they said this is temporary. Now, suddenly, we don't know. We don't have any idea. What are the dates when we look at summer semester? I looked at your calendar. Your calendar says that the semester ends on the 5th of May, but I don't see any dates for summer session yet.
As far as the summer session calendar, I haven't taken a very close look at the dates for summer.
Simon will probably have some idea of what they're talking about for summer session.
Mm-hmm. I do have some ideas. So what we do know is that the summer session is going to be one session, one semester. Within that semester, we're going to have multiple, not intersessions, but periods. So while it's all going to be counted as one semester for reporting purposes, you may be taking a class that starts the week after. So May, I think it's 14th. It's essentially, we have a week's break, then the semester will start again. And there'll be a six-week period from that point to the end of the six-week period where there'll be a set of classes. And it looks like the bulk of the classes that we're going to add are going to be in that six-week period. The second remaining six-week period and the remaining sort of 12 weeks as we're using the summer session will be used for other classes. So much like we used the summer session in previous times for summer bridge programs, for the upward bound programs, and a lot of sort of catch-up time, especially for freshman high school students coming in, that second part of the semester is going to be used more for them. The first part of the semester is going to be used more for the transferring and getting out of PCC. And there will be some full-length classes. So there are going to be several 12-week classes that will run concurrently alongside. So where previously we would have had two intersessions, a winter and a summer, with six-week classes in the winter, six-week classes in the summer, you're now going to see two distinct periods of six-week classes, and you're also going to see 12-week classes at the same time. The problem with the exact dates comes from the fact that our paradigm has shifted. Whereas originally we had a semester that started on this date, ended on this date, faculty grades were turned in, you could expect to see your transcripts at this date. The problem with the summer session is that there are multiple starts and stops within it. And what's going to confuse students is that I'm not sure all students realize they have one registration date for all of those periods. So when you come to register for a class in the summer, whether it's a beginning of summer class, whether it's an end of summer class, or a straight through summer class, whether it starts quarter of the way through, you'll have to register for them all at the same time in the middle of the spring semester. So that's going to cause some confusion.
Do we know yet what date that registration even is?
We don't know what registration will be. Most likely it'll happen around March. Usually registration periods happen about a month, 2 months before the semester actually begins, because we have to get through our enrollment priorities. Obviously, veteran students go first. The EOPNS students, disabled students, DSPS students, they register at the front of the line. And then we have our enrollment priorities, which also have shifted. So we can't really guarantee what that's going to look like yet. Essentially, the entire calendar has been, not only the calendar has been upended and the paradigm shifted, but the way that we do business as far as registration goes has also changed.
I think we need to clarify here. A lot of people seem to think that Associated Students had something to do with this decision. I notice you're smiling as I say that, yes. Simon. And I think we need to clarify what the position was on Associated Students. Hannah, you were actually in the meeting and that was not your vote.
No, I actually had voted to extend this decision to shift to a trimester because I thought it would be the last-ditch effort. But, you know, all along the way, many constituent groups had been voting against this decision, had been taking stances against this decision. Associate Students were one of them who were particularly more vociferously against this, you know, having information meetings. We talked about this at length. We chased after the table for all of this information. So it was very hectic and it was very rushed, but all along the way we were not sure of this, only because we didn't know what the effects would be on students. And so the process was definitely one of the major reasons why Associate Students was totally against this decision.
And that decision was pretty much made. Had you been told about it, John?
The decision?
No, had you been given time to consider that they were going to be doing that, to think and get all the information?
We were essentially told the decision was being made. How can we best serve you after this decision is made?